With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. The deadline is only a month away for American Indian tribal members who want to receive their share of a $3.4 billion settlement. Tribal members and their descendants have until November 27th to ask for their share of the money awarded to Native Americans after a class action lawsuit against the federal government. The case began in 1996 when Blackfeet Nation banker Eloise Cobell claimed the Bureau of Indian Affairs had mismanaged and stolen billions of dollars in land lease royalties and other tribal property. North Carolina-based lawyer David Smith says 95% of the settlement money has already been handed out. U.S. District of Columbia District Court Judge Thomas Hogan set the November 27th deadline in January, after efforts to find some of the tribal members entitled to the award money were unsuccessful. More than 3,000 individuals listed as, quote, whereabouts unknown, within the tribes based in Montana's 7 federally recognized reservations have yet to be located. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and other federal officials are distancing themselves from a multi-million-dollar contract between a small Montana company and Puerto Rico's electric utility. In a statement released today, Zinke said he had, quote, nothing to do with the controversial $300 million contract awarded to Whitefish Energy for power restoration work in Puerto Rico. However, Zinke says he was contacted by Whitefish Energy after the company was initially awarded that contract in September. Ken Luce, a spokesperson for Whitefish Energy, says Whitefish asked Zinke for help connecting with another utility company, but that the question was misdirected.
It was an energy question, not an interior question. There was nothing he could do about it.
Zinke says he didn't take action, and the company says it did not take that request to the Department of Energy. Luce says this was the only time Whitefish Energy contacted Zinke. The Federal Emergency Management Agency also said today it did not approve the $300 million contract. In a statement, FEMA says it has, quote, significant concerns about the contract, and that the agency is currently in talks with the Puerto Rican utility and its legal counsel to get more information about the contract and how the deal was made. In a leaked copy of the contract, the Puerto Rican Electric Power Authority, or PREPA, stated that FEMA did review and approve the contract. FEMA also says it has not confirmed if the contract prices are reasonable. The contract outlines wages of at least $300 an hour for site supervisors, and more for subcontractors. Two House committees have written letters to PREPA and Whitefish Energy requesting more information. Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosello, has requested an audit. A University of Montana task force says cuts to tenured faculty are not off the table as it examines ways to fix the university's budget problems. The Missoulian reports the university task force, which was charged with evaluating and ranking programs as an approach to address the financial challenges, presented an update to the Montana Board of Regents committee yesterday. It plans to make recommendations next month. University Provost Beverly Edmond is leading the effort. She says it's premature to take any outcome off the table. The Columbia Falls Aluminum Company says it started reimbursing the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency today for costs associated with assessing contamination at the CFAC Superfund site. CFAC says it sent a check to the EPA for a little more than $300,000 to cover travel costs, laboratory costs, and hourly wages for government officials to review the assessment. Earlier this year, that assessment confirmed that areas within the site have elevated levels of cyanide, and an underground plume of the contaminant is slowly moving toward the Flathead River. CFAC is responsible for both the cost of assessing the site and a portion of the administrative costs from state and federal government agencies. A ruling today overturned a decision from earlier this year that halted plans in Washington to build a facility that would export coal from Montana overseas. A judge today said Washington State's Department of Natural Resources acted arbitrarily when it blocked a sublease sought by developers of a massive proposed coal export terminal in southwest Washington. Today's ruling overturned a decision made earlier this year, which had denied permission for the Millennium Bulk Terminals project to use docks at a former aluminum smelter along the Columbia River, saying that Millennium hadn't provided enough information about its finances. The $680 million project still remains blocked by other decisions which the company is appealing. One is the State Ecology Department's decision last month to deny a water quality permit. Another is DNR's decision to deny it a site plan. The facility would export up to 44 million tons of coal from Montana, Wyoming, and other states to Asia. I'm Maxine Spire with Montana Public Radio.